And that was another ironic moment there, Josh, talking about how he pretty much ditched his job, paid a $250 airline ticket to come to these protests. And a lot of these protesters are actually protesting the fact that they're college educated and they can't get jobs. Yet this guy left his job because he says that he believes in the cause. And we can understand that.
So how many people did you talk to? I mean, we heard from three who didn't seem to have it all together, frankly, but there are plenty of others down there.
I talked to a good amount of people. I also talked to bystanders, a lot of people just walking down Wall Street, you know, grabbing lunch. They asked me, they said, what is the message? They don't know what the message is. The signs, they run the gamut. So that, I think the focus is really the issue that these protesters are really looking at.
We've seen this at G20s or at World Bank events or things like that, where it attracts a group of protesters who are generally dissatisfied with the social structure. But one of the things that's happened in the last few years is we've actually had a movement in this country that's dissatisfied with the social structure for other reasons, and they went and formed the Tea Party, and they got a lot of people elected to the House of Representatives. And there are real problems going on in Washington that could be very specifically protested, like the fact that there's no head of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau that Elizabeth Warren started. I'd love to hear if these people have a view on that, whether they might protest somebody's office who's holding that appointment up, as opposed to this generalized protest about stuff that isn't working so well.
Maybe they'll tweet you.
No, they've been tweeting me.
I'm sure they'll tweet, but all of us, right?
All right. Thank you, Allison, for at least telling us what's going on down there.
No problem.
Morning headlines coming your way now.